What's up, Atlanta? It's the baddest Boricua in the game, JoJo Alonzo.
And it's the big homie, Kodak.
And you are tuned into the JoJo the Big Homie Show. And today we have a special guest, the beautiful Seven Streeter.
Woo! Give it up, Seven Streeter!
What's up, good people? How y'all doing?
What's We're poppin'? Doing great. How are you doing?
I am absolutely amazing. I'm in Atlanta, so I'm off. I always feel great when I'm in Atlanta.
In A.
That part.
Okay, hello.
Yes.
But, the show.
So, our You're bringing good vibes, good energy, and I'm feeling that. You feeling that, yes. Kodak?
I'm always feeling it, man. She's okay. Exuding positivity.
Yes. And beautiful.
Very.
Thank you. Okay. So are you, mama. And you handsome over
thank
here, too.
You. He all right or whatever.
Say here. He give me, you know, all the melanin and chocolate.
Okay. Okay. Look, don't get him too gassed up. Don't get him too.
I walk out this room. Don't get my head too big now.
Okay.
Listen here.
So our show is a little different than the average radio show. We started off at podcast, and we ended up at iHeartRadio.
That's amazing.
Yeah, saying whatever we wanted to say. Now we got to tune back a little bit, but we still ratchet.
Listen here.
Yeah.
Congratulations. That's amazing.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So we have a couple segments that we do. Mm-hmm. One of them is called How Toxic Are You?
Oh, let's rock. That sounds like a song. Let's go.
Okay.
I'm ready.
And this was based off of me because everyone feels as if I am extremely toxic, and I embrace that.
What? Okay.
I embrace it.
You got to live in your truth.
Because I am a little toxic, I feel like.
We all have toxic tendencies, depending on how you push us.
Exactly.
That part.
So, my question to you and to you as well, is it acceptable for your significant other to ask for a threesome on Valentine's Day?
You can ask for whatever you want.
Okay, hello?
I don't control your mouth or your thoughts. Speak your mind. Ask for what you want. Now, my response, you may not care for it, but ask away. Ask away.
No, I feel that as well. But see, Kodak, I'm going to let him speak, and then I'm going to speak, because we already know how, I know how he going. Go ahead, Kodak.
I feel like, just one time out of the year, let him get a little hall pass to bring somebody else in the room for Valentine's Day. Just one day out of the year. Not even on his birthday, not even on Christmas. Just Valentine's Day. Let's celebrate love. Let's share our love. Let's amplify our love together.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So this is how I feel about it.
Okay.
If you asking me on Valentine's Day, that meant that you've been wanting a threesome all the other days of the year.
This is
and
true.
You just feel as if
It's Valentine's Day,
so I'm going to buy her this bag, and then hopefully I can bring such and such. First of all, like, no, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, threesomes, I've never had a threesome, you know what I mean? So that's not my cup of tea. But, you know, to each his own if that's what you get into. And honestly, I would rather anytime, you know, you're dealing with somebody and there is a desire, I don't want you to keep your desires from me. I would like to know so that it can become an open discussion, and you get to see where my head is, I get to see where your head is, and then we can go from there. But
don't tell her that, because that got her in trouble before.
What?
No, because we had an episode, and we were talking about exactly what you said. I said exactly what you said. You know, I don't want my man to hold back his desires and then from me, like, be honest with me, and then let me choose if that's what I want to do.
Absolutely.
And then Kodak was like, what you said, Kodak?
You want me to say it?
Yeah, say it.
What you said?
So I was like, so if your man come in and say, hey, you know what, I want to piss on you every Monday, and then what you gonna say? She was like, well, piss on me, nigga.
Listen, I'm gonna decide if that's something I'm into or
I'm
not.
Saying, and
if
like,
I'm
be
not,
honest.
It's gonna become a discussion, and maybe I won't let you pee on me, but maybe I'll find something else for you to pee on. You know, depending on how I feel about you, we can find alternate ways.
There is no alternate. I'm not saying I'm the type of person that likes to pee on people. I do not like that. I think a lot of people don't drink water. That's disgusting.
Listen, but it's not my thing.
If I was that person, I want to pee on you. I don't want to pee on a plant. I want to pee on a picture of you. I want to pee on you.
Yeah, listen. I feel that. I don't want to get peed on. So if you're listening, please don't think you could just whip it out and pee on me.
Don't do that.
Because it's over with. Because it's over with. But I was just making an example. If, you know, my man wanted to do something, you know, let me think about it. Like, I'll try to be open.
Listen, I'm always down for conversations. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like,
and that's what a lot of people lack. Yeah. They scared to embrace themselves and just being honest with. And it's crazy because how can you be scared and not be honest with your significant other? Like, why are y'all even together?
And you chose to take yourself off the market for that person. There should be nothing y'all can't talk about.
Exactly.
Facts.
I feel the exact same way. Speaking of facts, we have another segment on our show called Facts or Cap.
Facts or Cap.
All right. And on this one, since, you know, Valentine's Day is around the corner.
Season of love.
And side chicks. facts or cap? So basically you either say it's either facts.
If you agree, it's facts. If you don't agree, it's cap.
It's some cap. Gotcha. Okay. Valentine's Day is just for women.
Oh, it's cap.
That's cap.
Yeah, it's cap. Nah, Valentine's Day, if you talking about love, when we talking about if I love you and you love me, it's about our love. It's not one-sided. I would enjoy receiving things and having great experiences from my man the same way I want to give him things. I'm going to buy my man a gift for Valentine's Day, too.
So, sidebar.
Yeah.
What if he's not your man? What if he's someone you're just talking to and he asks to be your Valentine? Are you supposed to get him a gift? Or
that may be a little different. If it's my man, like, the gift is probably going to be a little bit more reciprocal in terms of the type of gift. Mm-hmm. But if it's somebody that I'm talking to and you ask me my Valentine's, my presence is going to be the majority of your Valentine's gift. Okay. And then I may slide in a little tiny something if I'm feeling a little generous that day. Outside of that,
A little waffle.
No, I'm just kidding.
Right. Right.
Okay. But, you know. But for the most part, no, if you ask me to be your Valentine, I'm not running out and stressing over getting you anything.
Yeah.
So you can't get a PS5 if you just...
Hell to the no, to the no, no, no.
I'm sorry.
No.
I with that PS5 thing,
I heard one of those white dudes that play games, though.
I used to date a guy who played games. And to be honest, yeah, he was a gamer. But to be honest... He was in the house. I would prefer him to be on that game in that house because I also dealt with a dude who was outside all the time.
Damn.
And he was a cheater.
I think everything in moderation. If that game is your whole life, I can't say what I want to say. Can we?
You can definitely say what you want to say.
If that game is your entire life, like, nigga, that's not going to work for me.
Mm-hmm. Like, no, seriously.
It can't be your entire existence.
What if he's a career gamer, though?
Oh, if you're in a bag off of it, that's different. That's a part of your job.
Okay, got you.
That's different. You know what I mean?
How much time does that take? Like,
anything else? It takes a lot of time because everybody play games.
Y'all niggas be playing games, but you are a gamer.
Yeah, but I get, you know, now I don't get to do it as much as I'd want to, so and I don't talk to anybody, so it's just in my free time. Like, I was only able to get one game of 2K in last night.
Oh, and I'm so sad. Like, it was only one game.
Stressed.
Like, I just can't believe, like, I don't know.
Well, you don't have nobody to split your time in between that game and somebody right now, so you straight.
Yeah.
That might be therapeutic. Honestly, it's therapeutic for a lot of men, too. I will be honest. I have had that conversation. Like, nah, just take my mind off of work or whatever else. So I understand that too, because I have my things that are therapeutic to me too. I'm not gonna pick yours, but like I said, everything in moderation. And if it gets to the point where it starts to affect our personal time together, then nigga, I'm throwing the game out the window. You gotta fight me.
I'm just gonna break it in your face.
That part.
Y'all is
so what do you think though, Kodak? Do you facts or cap? Is Valentine's Day, is it just for women?
Man, it better be, because women be talking, oh, that's what Sweetest Day is for. Don't nobody celebrate Sweetest Day. Nobody celebrate. Okay. In Chicago, yeah. You ain't celebrated.
You know what Sweetest Day is?
No.
It's Valentine's Day for...
I figured it was. But...
Yeah, it's Valentine's Day for men.
Okay.
And it's in October.
And nobody celebrates it.
Oh, really?
They
do. Valentine's Day for men, you say?
Yeah.
I would never knew that.
Yeah. It's a Chicago thing. That's why when I moved to Atlanta, I'm like...
I want to know the date of that.
That's that bullet.
Fact. When is it? October something.
That's crazy. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Valentine's Day is just for women. I personally feel like... Facts. Now, if I'm in a relationship, I'm willing to, you know, do something together, like go out to dinner and maybe do something sexy, lingerie or something like that. Mm-hmm. But if I'm just talking to you, like, I expect a gift, first of all.
That part.
From my man, or if I'm talking to somebody, I expect a gift. I don't want to just go out to dinner and get a hotel, a nice room with flowers, and now we having sex. Like, no.
Yeah.
I want a gift.
That part.
You want to experience something.
I want to feel loved.
Yeah.
And it
I want to feel like you put some thought into it. And not just on Valentine's Day. It's not necessarily about the Valentine's Day, but I just had this conversation the other day, too. But, I want to feel like you put some thought into it, you know?
Yeah, for I sure. feel the exact
same. We can light up a room anytime, every day. You know what I mean? Like, but, you know, put some thought into a V-Day gift.
Okay, okay. Well, let's dig into the Big Homie's Kitchen, where we talk about the new music that you're cooking up.
That part.
So you're dropping on February 11th.
Yes.
The project is coming out.
Yes.
And you're...
Drunken Words, Sober Thoughts, Deluxe.
For the people that don't know, they should know, but for the people that don't know, you're a very well-decorated songwriter.
Thank you very much. Thank you, thank you.
Like, we were looking at the accolades, and you got Grammys. Grammys.
Aww, yes. Listen, Floral. I've been blessed to be a part of, some cool projects, and I just love music. You know what I mean? I love music, and I love to create it in any way that I can. I love writing it. I love singing it. I love dancing and choreo. I love writing treatments. I love the art of writing itself. It's just really, really beautiful. So it's cool.
So what have you been up to like these past few years? Like, you know, we're all dealing with the pandemic or whatever, you know, different political things. What has 7th Streeter been up to?
Honestly, I took some time off. Me and my fans were talking last night at our show, and that obviously, as we've been going through the pandemic, but even before that, I feel like I was kind of in my own little personal little pandemic quarantine, you know, kind of ducked off. Over the last probably 4 years, I ended up losing my uncle to cancer, who was like one of the closest people to me. Sorry. And thank you. So that kind of rocked me and my family's world a little bit. And that was kind of in the middle of me creating Drunken Words, Sober Thoughts. Mm-hmm. So it was like personal time with the family, because that was very important to me. And then taking my time to create Drunken Words, Sober Thoughts. And then on top of that, taking time to put myself first and my mental health and my spirit and, just put me in the things that truly do matter the most. And that's God, family, and then, music, and music on a level to where I allow myself to create it as slowly as I wanted to create it and take my time and feel everything. So that's where I've been over the last few years. And I've really, really enjoyed it, because I feel like it kind of helped me kind of reset a little bit. Now we're all back outside, it feels like a whole new world that we have been like thrust into. Know what I mean? So I needed to reset my foundation, and that's where I've been.
And that makes perfect sense and very understandable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because a lot of people took the time, the pandemic as time to themselves to, like, just work on things.
Scam.
Of course.
They did
scammers,
do that.
Yeah.
For sure they did
if
that.
We don't got to be outside. I'm not trying to be outside. But, yeah, we definitely glad you took that time for personal growth.
Yeah, you have to.
I got another question for you, right? So I saw this discussion on social media the other day, right? And I want you to answer, because you are so well-versed in the music scene.
Okay.
Which creator do you think is more slept on during the music-making process? The engineer, producer, or songwriter?
Definitely the engineer. When I tell you, shout out to my engineer. I call him, he's my engineer. Some days, a lot of days, every day he's my engineer. Mm-hmm. He's my A&R. Every other day, he is my voice of reason. JP Genso, my engineer, he's genius. You know what I mean?
Give it up for JP!
Woo! Listen here, JP, even with, man, first of all, he's an amazing engineer. He's really quick, and my brain moves really fast. So he works at the speed of my mind, and that is a whole different type of skill set. But then on top of that, once the records are done, like, there are songs on Drunken Words, Sober Thoughts, because I'll just create, and then when we get towards the end, I'll kind of shuffle songs around, see what feels good in which order. There are songs on my project that I had on the pile that was not, of songs that were not even going on my project. Mm-hmm. And up until the very last minute, I call him Pizzle was like, you need to reconsider that song. And like literally probably like two or three of the songs that I reconsidered, because he said to reconsider them, ended up being fan favorites. Mm. You know what I mean? So his ears, he really truly is an A&R. You know what I mean? He helps me sequence my project so that when y'all listen to the music, it flows in the right way. You don't listen to it and the next song come on and make you like, make that face like, ooh, why they put that song next? Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, make you spill your drink. I don't like that.
Yeah.
So he is, he's genius. And also, honestly, on top of that, too, if I'm in there and I'm, like, stuck on a line, he got bars. Like,
so he's a multi-talented engineer.
That is, yes. That's good to have people like that on your team, though. What? Yeah. For sure.
It's everything. When it comes time to, like, thinking about, okay, what artists to put on which songs, he goes, he's very well-versed. He knows every artist that's out, every rapper, every singer that may sound good over certain tracks. Oh, that feels like a this person type of beat. That he's like my backbone. He's like, that's my right hand. My guy is JP. So shout out JP. But okay, I think JP. That the engineer is most slept on. And honestly, if for all you engineers out there, like, I know that you're just sitting there just like pressing buttons and engineering the session, but I would encourage you to, like, you know, become well versed and, like, you know, put all of those other tools on your tool belts, because you never know. All artists are really opening to listening to engineers. A lot of times they be like, nah, just sit there, press buttons. But I will say this to artists, them engineers be in every other session outside of yours, so they're hearing music 24 hours a day. They're hearing different types of music. They're in different rooms. So they have a lot to add, a lot of value to add to your project and to your music. So, you know, don't be so quick to hush up your engineer. Now, you do have the ones that don't be knowing what they're talking about. And you have the ones that move, you know, but know how to decipher a good engineer from, you know, from the other ones. But I have a great one.
Okay. Yeah. So let's talk about Taboo.
Yeah.
So we've had a chance to listen to it.
We did.
Oh, thank you.
I love it.
Thank you.
Especially the old school beat.
Yeah.
So yeah, the new edition. That's
Alexander O'Neal.
Okay.
Flip Alexander. But you know what though? It is so funny because I'm kind of giving it away, but at the show and on the tour, we actually flipped Can You Stand the Rain, because you do feel New Edition in there. It's something in the chords in Taboo. So at the end of...
That's what I heard. Yeah. That's what I heard.
Mm-hmm.
It's
at
dope.
At the end of it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You got good ears over there, sir.
You know?
Yeah.
Let
me find
out.
You know?
Okay.
Let's see here.
Tell us about this record. What went into this?
Man, yes. Taboo is one of my favorite songs off the project. I love it because I love flipping old records. I'm so, like, in awe and in love with, like, you know, the records and the R&B records that came before. Like, you know, my record, Yearning, we flipped a Gap Band record. Mm-hmm. Before I Do, we flipped an Isley Brother record. You know what I mean? Like, so I love taking, you know, a little bit of the old, a little bit of the new, putting it together. I call them hybrids. I love making, like, musical hybrids.
Okay.
And Taboo is, like, a really cool musical hybrid. It's an Alexander O'Neal record, you know, with, you know, what the way that we talk and we feel and we move today. And conceptually, I love it because it speaks about, and I think we all go through this, when you meet somebody and, you know, the vibe be so good in the beginning. You know what I mean? Like, oh, like, this feel good. Like, the communication is good. You know, I can feel, it just feels great. And then we in the back of our head, we're like, nah, it's feel a little bit too good to be true when the other shoe gonna drop.
Mm-hmm.
And Taboo is that record that, it encourages you to quit looking for the bad in the shit when it feels good. Like, actually enjoy the moment and be in it, because, you know, it's life. The bad times will come if you plan on sticking it out with somebody. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They will come. But when it's good, you know, too good does not have to be taboo. You know what I mean? And the hook says, why can't I just want to be with you? Why can't you just want to be with me too? Don't you know we got the right to choose? Mm-hmm. I can love you, baby. Ooh, ooh, ooh. You feel me? Like, yeah. It's that. And it's I love it for that reason. And then also I wrote Taboo with, like, one of my longtime collaborators. I call him my musical hubby. His name is Micah Powell. And he's amazing. We wrote It Won't Stop together. We wrote Before I Do together. And we wrote Taboo together, along with Eric Dawkins, who is, you know, I don't know if you're familiar with the gospel group Dawkins and Dawkins, but Eric Dawkins is a phenomenal singer and songwriter. He wrote, like, practically all the records for the Underdogs. So all them records for Tank and Ruben Studdard and stuff. Like, he's amazing. And also my other friend, Vincent Berry, who wrote... he wrote Sandcastles for Beyonce. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it was us in the room and JP, my engineer, and D-Mal. It was produced by D-Mal. So it was a lot of really, you know, creative, like, you know, mastermind. I love my creative friends. They, you know, they keep me going. So we had a great time in that session. And, you know, the fans like the record. And that's all that matters to me, is that when they hear it, it touched that part of your soul that make you just want to get up and move and dance. And you can be 15, 25, 45, or 60 or 80. Mm-hmm. And you put on Taboo and you're going to want to move to it. You're going to enjoy it.
Yeah, well, I know for a fact I enjoyed it. It's like feel-good music.
Yeah.
And your voice is beautiful, and we miss it.
Thank you.
So it's good to have this project dropping. Is it tomorrow?
Listen, yeah, actually.
The 11th, yeah.
Yes. It's February 11th.
Yeah, you said February 11th. I'm like, that's tomorrow.
Yes, that is tomorrow.
Yes, so make sure you guys see Drunken Words, Sober Thoughts Deluxe.
Yes.
Okay, and we have 7th Street here. We are glad that you came and stopped and chopped it up with the homies.
Every time.
And period. This is the JoJo and the Big Homie Show on iHeart's 105.3 The Beat, and we are out.